Well, let's pray together. Awesome and loving God, thank you for this day. God, thank you for what we are celebrating, the coming of your Holy Spirit. And God, thank you for all the ways that you have spoken to us this day through your Holy Spirit in this place. And now, God, I pray that as I share these words that you have given to me, that there will be more of you in them and less of me. I pray all that in Jesus' name. Amen. So as I have already reminded you many times, this is the day of Pentecost. This is the day Christians remember the coming down of the Holy Spirit, the day the disciples allowed, and that's important to know, the day that the disciples allowed God to move in them by his Holy Spirit. They let him have his way with them that day, church. Amen? They let them have his way with them. They surrendered themselves to him, and he used them, and he moved in them in all the ways that he needed to do those things that he might build his kingdom. Let me tell you something, though. It's scary. It's a scary thing letting God's Holy Spirit have his way with you. Did you know that? Have you experienced that? It is super scary. It's scary to let loose of the reins and allow God to have them and do what he wants to do with us. Some of us know that feeling and some of us don't know it yet. But I can assure you the believers knew that feeling on the day of Pentecost. And I am positive that they were terrified. That they were terrified. I have a picture that I would like to show you that might help us understand. There it is. So this picture, I think, can help us understand how scary this thing can be, how scary it can be to let go and give God control of our lives. And this picture, some of you may have already seen it on Facebook. It's been there for a while. I think it's a perfect illustration of what it looks like when we allow God to move and guide us and encourage us to be what he wants us to be and do what he wants us to do and say what he needs us to say so that the gospel might reach more people and his kingdom might grow. He does those things through the Holy Spirit if we let him. Amen? If we allow him to. You see the girl on the left? So confident. So sure of herself on that scary ride. In this illustration, that is the Holy Spirit, right? She is the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit knows well ahead of time that whatever he leads us to, or wherever he guides us to go, or whatever he encourages us to speak, it is going to be okay, right? The Holy Spirit knows that whatever the Holy Spirit asks us to do, it's going to be okay. So of course the Holy Spirit would be this confident, right? Of course the Holy Spirit would be this confident. You see the little boy on the right, though? Holy moly, he's scared, isn't he? He looks like he's lost total control, doesn't he? He's lost total control and he's holding on for dear life. And he really is, isn't he? I'll bet his hands hurt after that ride. So he's holding on for dear life. Well, in the illustration that we have here, that's you. Or it ought to be. That's you, that's me, and that's whoever allows God to move through them by his Holy Spirit. Whoever relinquishes control and allows God to do with them what God wants to do with them. If you've never felt like that boy looks, you may have never let the Holy Spirit have control of your life. Listen, that boy has the exact right expression for a person when they've given total control over to the Holy Spirit. It's a scary thing to do. It's terrifying. It makes you feel like this little boy looks, right? You feel inside just like that little boy looks, but it's also a very fulfilling, God-honoring, kingdom-building thing to do, to let loose of control and to give it to God. And isn't that what we're supposed to be about, church? Honoring God and helping him to build his kingdom? This is how. Get yourself looking like that boy. And you can help God do that. So we pray every week that his kingdom would come on earth as it is in heaven, don't we? We pray that every week. Well, we play a part in that. We play a part in the coming of his kingdom. It doesn't just happen because we want it to. It doesn't just happen because we ask for it to. And it certainly doesn't just happen because we say the Lord's Prayer every Sunday. We play a part in allowing him to use us and work through us by his Holy Spirit is our part. That is your part in God's kingdom coming. But sometimes, I would say most or maybe all of the times, it is a very scary thing to do, to allow God to do what God wants to do. Because God's got some crazy ideas, doesn't he? God's got some crazy ideas sometimes. Jim, take your family and leave your good-paying job at Chrysler and go be a pastor. I look like that. Right? Noah, I know you live in the desert, but build an ark because you're going to need one soon. Noah looked like that, right? It's scary to do what God tells you to do, isn't it? And yet, that's how we build his kingdom. So this robe that I'm wearing, it's actually called an alb. This alb that I'm wearing this morning is another illustration of how scary things can be. So I suspect when I walked in over there on that side of the sanctuary, I may have looked a little bit like that boy. You see, I don't typically preach in a robe. I don't even wear one after I get out of the shower. I don't like robes. And so, I know, that wasn't even very funny. So it's scary, right? When I put on a robe, I'm going to have to have a nap today because I didn't sleep well last night. Because I knew I was going to wear this robe and I was stressed out about it. And so I felt like this, right? I felt like this boy. I might not have looked like him, but I felt like him. Several of you, just to give some more clarification, several of you gave a monetary gift last summer at annual conference for me to purchase a robe. And so before I left for Evansville, I thought I owed it to you to let you see me in it. So thank you all again. But it's also more than that. This literally is a very scary thing for me to be doing. And this is Pentecost Sunday. And we are remembering how scary it can be when God asks you to do something. So I literally have felt God leading me to wear this robe for worship for a long time. What better day than Pentecost, right? But it is still scary to me. It's uncomfortable to me. It's way outside of my comfort zone. It's definitely not a language that I would ever choose to speak. And so all of you who applauded when I walked in with a robe, this is a different language. You're hearing me preach in your language, not mine. Pentecost. Amen? Pentecost. I can honestly relate to this picture, though. I can imagine the Holy Spirit, like the girl on the left, totally confident that I'm not going to die because I'm wearing a robe in front of all of you. And then there's me, feeling and looking like that boy on the right, scared, unsure, and completely out of control. That's not my nature, though. Some of you know that that's not my nature. My nature is to be in complete control and of myself. Anyway. My nature is to be in complete control of myself and to stay inside of my comfort zone and to never let loose and give the reins to someone else, including God sometimes. I struggle with being a Pentecost Christian. I struggle to allow God to speak his kingdom languages through me. I struggle to let God have his way with me because sometimes I'm too concerned with staying safe and comfortable and the same and in control of myself. All of that makes it very difficult or even impossible to be a Pentecost Holy Spirit Christian. You see, when I don't allow the Holy Spirit to take control of me, the Holy Spirit doesn't get to take control of me. Did you know that? Don't get me started on God is always in control because he isn't. Because if I don't want him to take control of me, I don't have to let him take control of me. And so so God cannot use me then to speak his kingdom languages if I don't allow God to enter his Holy Spirit into my life, right? Do you ever struggle with this? It's really rhetorical. Because you do, right? You struggle with this. Do you ever choose to stay safe and secure and comfortable and keep things the same rather than actually opening yourself to what God might want you to do or say or where he might want you to go or who he might want you to be in relationship with or be merciful to? Do you ever deny the work of the Holy Spirit in your life in the name of comfort or safety or sameness? Do you ever find yourself needing to be in control of yourself to the point of not allowing God to take control of you, the control that he needs in order to build his kingdom through you? Do you ever prevent him from speaking his kingdom languages through you and your life? And one more question, do you understand that kind of safe, sane, comfortable, in control living prevents God from being able to use you to build his kingdom? Do you understand that? That when you prevent him from taking control because you want to stay safe and secure and comfortable and in control, you prevent him from speaking kingdom languages through you and building his kingdom. He wants to do it though, church. I know he does. He wants to do it. He wants to move through you and work through you and speak through you through his Holy Spirit. You just have to let him do that, right? God's word in the book of Acts gives us such a great example of what can happen when God's people allow him to work through them by his Holy Spirit. On the day of Pentecost, God came through on a promise that he made through Jesus to send his Holy Spirit. And that promise is recorded in Acts 1, verses 4 through 8. Luke recorded what happened on one of the occasions when the resurrected Jesus was with the believers after he rose. So Luke wrote, "While staying with them, Jesus ordered them not to leave Jerusalem, but to wait there for the promise of the Father. This, he said, is what you have heard from me. For John baptized with water, but you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now. You will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in all Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth." Jesus reminded them that day of God's promise to send his Holy Spirit to take his place, to take Jesus' place when he left them, right? So God reminded them, "You will not be alone because I am sending my Holy Spirit to be there with you." And then on the day of Pentecost, when all of the Jews were gathered from all over the place, he came through on that promise. He did send his Holy Spirit. Amen? He did send it. Scripture says when the day of Pentecost had come, they were all together in one place, and suddenly from heaven there came a sound like the rush of a violent wind, and it filled the entire house where they were sitting. Divided tongues as of fire appeared among them, and a tongue rested on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other languages as the Spirit gave them ability. And Greg says, "Why did I have to read all those hard words if you weren't going to?" Listen, something really special and something really scary happened that day. The disciples spoke in the native languages of all of the people who were there. Did you get that? They spoke in the native languages of all the people that were there, but the disciples were Galilean. The disciples were Galilean. Their language would have been Aramaic. They spoke Aramaic, and yet there they were speaking languages that were not even their own and that they probably would have never known how to speak before or after. Languages that they would have been uncomfortable speaking, but languages that God needed them to speak that day. They spoke them. They had gotten used to speaking a certain way, and so that was how they spoke, right? They got used to doing things and speaking a certain ways, and that's what they did, and they were comfortable doing that. Right? And so they kept doing that. But then that day and beyond, as they lived their lives following Jesus and building God's kingdom, they allowed God to speak through them, right? They allowed God to speak through them however God needed to speak through them. They did the things and said the things and went to the places where God led them. They allowed the Holy Spirit to take control of them, and because of that, God was able to use them to build his kingdom. Amen, church? And that kingdom building started on the day of Pentecost. Scripture goes on to tell us about 3,000 people were baptized that very day. We remembered one today, and it took about 10 minutes, right? 3,000 people were baptized that day. 3,000 people put their trust in Jesus because the disciples allowed God to use them by his Holy Spirit to speak the kingdom languages that needed to be spoken that day. They allowed the Holy Spirit to lead them to do something different, right? To do something different, to speak in a different way, using different languages. And as a result, the church grew by 3,000 new believers. That's kind of exciting, isn't it? That's in the history of our church, right? But I wonder if the church, and since this is our little section of the church, I wonder if we ever get used to doing things the way we've always done them. Rhetorical. And so then we just continue to do them that way. You think we ever just keep speaking the same language and expecting everyone else to figure out what it means and to just show up because they're so glad that we're speaking an archaic language to them and they just happen to know what it means? And then we wonder why there aren't more people in our sanctuary on Sundays, right? What if that's because we keep speaking the same languages, church? What if that's because we keep speaking the same languages and unbelievers either don't understand it or they're just not moved by it anymore? Right? What if that's why? The church did not grow by 3,000 new believers that day because a bunch of people kept doing the same old thing and expecting different results. That's not why it grew by 3,000. It grew because the disciples allowed God to do something new and scary through them. Isn't it about time that the church allowed God to do something new again? Somebody say amen.
Amen.
I think he's ready to do it. I think he's ready to do something new, but are we ready to let him do something new, right? We keep speaking the same language and wondering why the world doesn't understand it, but what if we let God speak their language through us instead, like he did on the day of Pentecost? Wouldn't they understand their language better than they understand ours? And so why do we keep speaking ours instead of theirs? What if we followed the lead of the apostles on Pentecost? What if they had spoken Aramaic that day? 3,000 people would not have become new believers, right? What if we followed the lead of them, their lead, the apostles' lead on Pentecost, when the Holy Spirit came down and rested on them? What if we allowed God to do in us what they allowed God to do in them? Whatever he wanted, right? They let him do whatever he wanted. What if we realize what kind of power really comes with the Holy Spirit? And what if we realize that power is for us too and not just the early believers? And with it, we can help God build his kingdom here. Amen? What if? What if we decided to allow the Holy Spirit and the power that comes with it to rest on us and have its way with us the same way the first disciples did that day of Pentecost? What if we let God do what God wants to do through us? Something new, something powerful, something different, but something that might reach people for Christ, something that might encourage some people who have not put their trust and hope in Christ to actually put their trust and hope in Christ. If we keep speaking old languages, they're not going to, church. I wonder what kingdom languages need to be spoken now, today, in this community. And I wonder if there are any here that are willing to allow God to speak those languages through them. I sure hope there are. And that's my prayer this morning on this day of Pentecost. It is still morning, isn't it? It is. We're good. That's my prayer this morning, that the church would welcome the Holy Spirit and the power that it brings, and that we would let loose of the reins, church, and see what God wants to do through us. Amen. I pray that we would let him speak his kingdom languages through us, so the world might know and trust and put their hope in the one we call Savior and Lord Jesus. Let's pray. Awesome and loving God, we thank you for your Holy Spirit. God, thank you for not leaving us as orphans when Jesus ascended, but we thank you for sending your Holy Spirit, God, that we might be led by you when we allow you to lead us. And God, that is my prayer this morning, that we would open ourselves and be brave and allow you through your Holy Spirit to do what you need to do, that your kingdom might grow. God, we pray all this in the precious name of Christ. Amen.